GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Thursday, May 28, 2026. Compiled Thursday, May 28, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Get ready for the Q Trident. John F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump. Trust the plan. The rebirth of a sovereign civilization. BeccaLightning.mp4. Judy Note, the Council on Foreign Relations has effectively admitted the collapse of the old globalist order as President Trump accelerates the rise of the American system, economic sovereignty, energy independence, and America First foreign policy. Supporters say Trump has shattered Britain's century-long globalist framework and triggered the downfall of the post-war international order. The era of British-style globalism, financial dependency, endless wars, and centralized international control is being replaced by something the establishment never wanted to see revived, the American system. What many critics dismissed as rhetoric is now evolving into a complete restructuring of American foreign policy, economic strategy, and geopolitical alignment. And according to supporters of the current administration, the old guard knows it.
Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Code Red, CFR waves white flag, Trump just K.D. Britain's 100-year globalist project and reignited the American system, American Media Group, amgnews.com.
To secure that globalist downfall, on Wednesday morning 27 May, President Trump called his entire cabinet for a rare meeting at Camp David for Thursday, May 28, 2026. Then suddenly on that same Wednesday Trump changed to an immediate emergency meeting at the White House. All of President Trump's top cabinet members remained there right now. The next 48 hours would change the face of the world. What were they deciding? Glenn Beck knew, Glenn Beck, people should be preparing, this is very serious. Iran was on the table, or not. Perhaps we could better say the Islamic agenda was on the table. The real objective of Trump's Iran operation was securing the enriched uranium dust held by Iran, dismantling deep state networks, and revealing how close the world came to disaster. Iran became the key to uncovering what many call the biggest deep state crime, the alleged transfer of weapons capabilities to enemies during wartime by Obama. The nuclear fingerprint tied to the enriched uranium is described as the final piece of evidence connected to Uranium 1. Everything is building toward one conclusion: treason. But America's real problem was not so much Iran's uranium buildup as it was the Islamic agenda and those supporting it from within, Obama, his CIA and their mind control program that has grown into AI data centers across the nation. Way back in 2020, CIA Chief James Woolsey admitted on national TV that the CIA's job was to overthrow governments. Evidently that included the United States. He had made the statement right before 51 CIA intelligence officials intervened in the 2020 election, effectively participating in the overthrow of the U.S. government in 2020. Obama was over the mission, and all that followed. The 2020 election fraud was not the deep state CIA's most effective threats, mind control programming combined with their massive international CST ring, DARPA chemtrails and building of AI data centers across the U.S., all with a specific purpose of controlling minds of the people. Although CIA mind control experiments had been going on since the end of World War II, the dangerous infiltration into private lives of citizens was first made public back in 1970s with congressional hearings on the subject. Trust the plan. 10 days of communication darkness worldwide, with no social media or news broadcasts. A single military channel was set to reveal a collapse of the Illuminati deep state cabal elites, while exposing their crimes against children. There will be temporary curfews and movement restrictions during the demolition of the present surveillance internet. It's the end of their spying slave system that leads to a glorious rebirth of our sovereign global civilization. What we thought we knew, but didn't really know and now are supposed to know but don't have a clue. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, when a United Airlines ticket dispenser sees a tracker's age is older, it automatically drastically increased the ticket price. Airlines have started holding separate fare buckets for different passenger categories. So now for the same seat, you can be sorted into age categories and have your price go up based on what United Airlines says their inventory is for each seat category. This is called dynamic pricing adjustments, Julian Assange on Telegram. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, the Biden regime frantically rushed $29 billion to Democrat grifters like Stacey Abrams right before President Trump took office, and they openly admitted they were terrified he'd stop the heist. Incredible. They looted the Treasury in broad daylight. The Great Awakening on Telegram. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, banks were in the QFS transition. 8,300 MedBed centers activated across 209 nations via QFS and military supervision. Free treatments begin for vaccine injured, rescued children and senior patriots. Pineal restoration awakens higher consciousness and aligns bodies to divine blueprints. Starlink delivers remote miracles globally. Thursday, May 28, 2026, a 48-hour blackout countdown begins leading to Saturday, May 30, 2026, when banks would go dark for the next 10 days. Victory celebrations erupt as MedBeds triumph over the 13 families. Millions heal instantly from chronic conditions and vaccine damage with age regression for seniors who held the line. Cellular voltage resets unlocking 120-year lifespans. Quantum power now serves the awakened. Friday, May 29, 2026, EBS notifies citizens of their right to perfect health. Hospitals convert as the old system implodes. Frequency healing ends medical tyranny and toxic drugs. Jazara activates ensuring free access in the restored republic. Saturday, May 30, 2026, the 10 days of darkness was set to begin. Starlink EBS exposes cabal crimes, fraud and CT by elites in Hollywood.
Martial law locks down PERS worldwide.
Fake Biden regime ends as Republic returns. QFS enables instant med bed booking with priority for ZIM holders and Tier 4B patriots. Monday 1 June 2026, the global currency reset and Nizara/Jazara laws will activate. Debt forgiveness frees all from slavery. Gold currencies bring prosperity to the people. Each individual will receive EBS message on cell phones, text and or email to notify how to set an appointment at an official redemption center to set up your personal wallet, formerly known as a bank account. You will be given a one-time secure code, instructions for wallet activation, confirmation of debt wipe status and access to your own sovereign fund dashboard. Wednesday, June 3, 2026, President Trump will tweet on X, formerly known as Twitter, where will he say, "My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless."
The EBS broadcasts tribunals revealing the S.C. Khazarian Mafia.
Trump and White Hats crush the globalists completely. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, this is the end of their world, a global military operation, every blackout, every silence, every disruption has been planned to perfection, emergency broadcast system on Telegram. The quantum financial system is online. Once the grid goes dark, the QFS will override the entire fiat matrix with all corrupted accounts terminated and all clean assets biometrically secured. During the 10 days of darkness, no social media, no news broadcasts and no outside influence. Only one military-controlled channel will remain active. It will reveal everything, confessions, tribunals, truth. Crimes against humanity will be laid bare. You will witness the collapse of the deep state. The fall of fake governments and the end of the illusion. Space Force will guide communication. National militaries will ensure peace. Curfews and movement restrictions will be temporary, but vital. This is the controlled demolition of a slave system and the rebirth of a sovereign civilization. The new quantum communication system will replace the surveillance internet, untraceable IDs. No more spying. No more manipulation. You were never just a citizen. You were the storm. You were the signal, and the world will know. Trust the plan. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. One source said the Tier 4B green light would be on Thursday, May 28, 2026, with appointments as early as Friday, 29th of May. Other sources say notification Thursday to Friday with appointments launching over the weekend. See daily reports. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, confirmed intel, security, structure and silence, the Tier 4B protocol ignites global reset as Iraq, Vietnam and Zimbabwe lead the financial revolution, RV 2026, Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. the global reset moves from rumor to reality. See daily reports. Thursday, March 5, 2026, the cabal foreign banker-owned U.S. Incorporated was dissolved, with common law sovereignty installed in the U.S. under concepts of the original Constitution. Admiralty law fraud was forever crushed. July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution and a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, crooked New York AG Letitia James, the same hack who weaponized justice to hunt President Trump, is now staring down 30 years in federal prison and $1 million fines for mortgage fraud. She lied on loan apps for sweeter rates, even listed her own father as her husband on documents. Hypocrisy level, maximum. No one is above the law, especially not the elites who tried to destroy Trump, Julian Assange on Telegram. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, DC occult secrets, Washington was built as a map of power encoded with occult symbols and Masonic geometry. Pentagrams, triangles, the 555-foot Egyptian obelisk, and the all-seeing eye link the White House, Capitol, and Pentagon. It's the hidden headquarters of global elite control, right in plain sight. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Los Angeles homeless crisis linked to resurgence of dangerous diseases. The homeless encampment crisis in Los Angeles has become a massive public health and safety disaster, with overflowing trash, rat infestations, blocked sidewalks, and worsening sanitation conditions across parts of the city. Officials and health agencies have repeatedly reported outbreaks tied to homelessness, including flea-borne typhus, tuberculosis, hepatitis A, trench fever, and scabies, diseases that spread rapidly in areas with rats, lice, human waste, and poor hygiene access. Critics say years of failed Democrat leadership, billions wasted on homelessness programs, and non-stop encampment expansion have turned parts of LA into unsafe third-world conditions while residents and businesses are left dealing with the consequences every day, state of power on Telegram. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, DeSantis declares war on DC, Florida refuses to enforce federal red snapper ban after judge sides with commercial fishing interests, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Red Alert, RFK Jr. declares war on CIA/DARPA chemtrail operations, declassified military documents reignite nationwide firestorm, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Pete Hegseth detonates media narrative, U.S. Army crushes recruiting goal 4 months early in massive military comeback, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Code, WHO/SDS/2026.4, Class 1, 6 conditions, $418 billion displaced 340 studies. 67 pages. One classification that changes everything. They gave it to 14 governments and told none of them to tell you. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Japan just approved frequency therapy as a recognized medical treatment. The United States still classifies it as experimental. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See daily reports. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Fox News, AG Todd Blanche confirmed that the DOJ has multiple active 2020 election fraud investigations in Georgia and Arizona. We're very focused on finding out whether the right people voted, whether people that were supposed to vote voted, whether there was one vote cast per voter. There's a ton of evidence that the election was rigged. That's not something the DOJ needs to tell you about. There's been evidence about that for many, many years. That's what we're doing in multiple states. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, electronic voting machines would not let voters select Donald Trump for president in the 2024 election. Even though Donald Trump is being selected by the voter, the machine votes for Kamala Harris. There were no errors or glitches. Only fraud, Julian Assange. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Newsmax, Executive Order 14019 and loose interpretations of the National Voter Registration Act, Motor Voter Law, are forcing federal agencies and taxpayer-funded NGOs to hand out voter registration forms to non-citizens. Straight from the border, millions of illegal migrants released into the U.S. under Biden-Harris policies ended up receiving driver's licenses, work permits, and voter registration materials, creating a pipeline for fraud, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, an Alabama election worker went across the street and made a copy of a ballot on regular notebook paper and fed it into an eSans election machine, and it read and counted the ballot without any issues. Dominion voting machines aren't the only machines compromised. eSans machines have the same issues and features. Dominion also has machines that are able to scan and mark ballots after the last time a voter touches their ballot. They can even change the settings to mimic a human to purposely not fill in the bubble neatly when selecting a candidate. What's also concerning is Georgia's reversal rates on their machines, which was around 15% to 20% in the 2020 election. What do these machines need to do when marking a ballot? Reverse the ballot and the refeeds itself before marking the ballot, White Hats on Telegram. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Voter Fraud, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, 10 Days of Darkness on Telegram. There is now evidence that electronic voting machines have been tampered with to manipulate election outcomes in the United States, as we witness the overthrow of the U.S. government on November 3, 2020. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, Snowden confirms, HARP is a global weapon, and Gitmo is waiting, Gitmo now on Telegram. See Daily Reports. We are not afraid. We are the storm. Out.